Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Kuf Tes. We'll pick it up on Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Omer of Chana Bar Levoi. So continuing with the conversations with Shame, we saw yesterday he told us what it was like on the Teva. Omer Shame Rabbe Eliezer. He said to Eliezer, Ki also laichu malchi mizrach umarav. When the kings of the east and the west came to fight, Otun hecha avidihusu. What did you do? So Amale, Aisi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvraham, Hashem took Avraham veOsvei miYamine. He put him on his right side. V'havish Shedena and Afra, v'havish Charbei. We would take Afra and it became swords. Gile, v'havish Girei. We would take a straw and throw it at them and it become arrows. Shneamar Mizmor leDavid. Neum Hashem laAdoni, Shev leMini, Ad Ashis Oivecho, Hadoim leRaglecho. So in Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem says to the master, sit on my right side, Kiviyachol, and I'll make your enemies under your feet. Chesiv in the Pasuk says, Mi heir mi mizrach tzedek yikra ehu l'raglo, yitin lefon of goyim umalachim yard, yitin ka'ofar charbo kikash nidaf kashto. So who's the one who from the raises someone up from the east and his steps are ones of victory. He puts the nations before him and he makes him rule over kings. So it says here, the sword becomes like dust and the arrows become like straw. So now, discussing this idea, the Gemara continues the famous story of Nochem Ish Gamzu. So Nochem Ish Gamzu, Havo Ragil, Dechol Havi Sokale, anything used to happen to him, his minig was, he would say, Amar Gamzu Litova. So on this, the discussion, it sounds very similar at first glance to Rabbi Akiva. We know the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Brachos tells us that whatever Rabbi Akiva would have to say, that everything that Hashem does is for the good. So, you know, his rooster was destroyed, his candle went out, everything was bad, his donkey was gone, and every single step he was saying, everything Hashem does for the best. So it sounds very similar to the Nachum. Nachum says, Nachum ish gamzu. This is gamzu l'toivah. This is also good. How does the chilek? And the Sforim explains, based on it told us, Yaakov Yosef, that really, Nachum ish gamzu is the Rebbe, and Rebbe Kiva is the Talmud. It's a higher madrega to say gamzu. Why? Because zu is demonstrative. Zed, this action itself, right here and now, I say is good. That's a very high madrega. Rabbi Akiva's level was, I don't see it right now, but yet I have emunah that's going to work out in the end. Kol ma da'ovid rachman l'tavavid. Everything Hashem does will be good in the end. But right now, I can't say gamzu l'tova. I can't say it's good. I believe it's going to be good in the end. And that's the maisa that, you know, it was megala milsa l'mafrei, that everything that worked out for him, what seemed to be misfortunes, was really for his own benefit. So I heard an added beer from this. Rabbi Rasner said over from Ravram Shor, Shlita, that there's a hint to this in the language itself, because Gamzu Latova is Lashon Kodesh, which represents a higher level, a level of Gilui, of revelation, and Komad Av Rachmana is Aramaic, which is a lower level, which represents Hester. So a nice idea as we begin the famous Gemara. Yom Echad Boil Yisrael Ishaduri Doron LeKesar. So the Jewish people had to send a gift to the Kesar. So Omri Bahade Man Ne Shader. Who should we send the gift with? We're going to send Nochem Ish Gamzu to Meluba Benisim Havu, because he's experienced when it comes to miracles. When he came to a certain inn, he was going to set up to sleep for the night. They said to him, the people who were there at the inn, "My Ika Bahadoch, what do you have?" I have a tax that I have to pay for the case. It doesn't say what it was, but riches, valuables, gold, silver, something like that, but obviously something very expensive. So Kamu Balelia, they got up in the middle of the night, Sharenhu Lisifte. They opened it up, Ushkalu Kolda Havigabe. They took everything, they robbed him. But then he's gonna feel that it's gonna be empty, so he's gonna realize he was robbed, so therefore Umelanhu Afra. They filled it up with dirt so that he wouldn't realize it would still be heavy. When he got there, they discovered that really he's presenting the Roman emperor with, here's a gift from the Jews, here's some dirt. So Amar, the Kaiser said, the Jews are mocking me. They want to kill Nochem Ish Gamzu. So Amar, he says, Gamzu Latova. The fact that I presented the most powerful man in the world with some dirt, Gamzu Latova. asked Eliyahu. So Eliyahu came. Ve'idami luhu kechad ninayhu. He made himself appear like he was one of that chevra. Amar luhu, and he said, Dilma, perhaps. Hi offer me afra de avram avinuhu. Maybe this isn't just dirt. I mean, come on, you think they're going to give that to you? Maybe this is special dirt that comes from Avram Avinu. The Havishadi Afra Havi Harve. It turns into swords, into arrows. Gili Havi Gire, and the straw becomes like a bow and arrow. So Boduk Vashku Chochi. They discovered, they used it in one of their wars, and they discovered this is true. Havi Machoiza Delo Havi Koyochli Le Lemich Bishe. There was a certain type of area, province they weren't able to conquer. Shadi Mehu Afra Le. They threw the dirt at it. Kavshuha, and they were able to conquer it. Sa'alaihu lebei gnozos. They brought Nochmish Gamzu to the Beis Ginez. They brought him to his storage house, his treasure chest. They said, Amri, shokel de nicholach, take whatever you want. Samaya sifto de hava. He took a lot of gold, filled up with gold, most valuable thing. Kihadra also Amri le lahanach diura. So he went back to that inn. And they said, "My antis leve malko, what did you bring to the king's palace?" I mean, they knew what they did to him. How did you get away with this? So Amar lahu, he didn't answer. He says, "Ma deshak le mihocha, what I took from here, toy lehosam, I brought to there. Whatever I left here, that's what I did." He didn't say I brought the dirt. So they knew it was the dirt. So shakli inu, they took it amtu lehosam. They brought some dirt to the Romans. Now again, the nace didn't happen for them. So katlinu lehochi lehonach diura, and therefore they were executed for the audacity of presenting the king with this dirt. Okay, and then the more continues down and talks about the Dor HaFlaga. Dor HaFlaga ein lahem chilek lom habo, my Ovid, what did they do? What was so bad? Omri debe Reb Shela nivne migdal b'nale l'rakia. The first pshat is that they wanted to build a tower to go all the way up to Shemayim. V'naka oiso b'kar dumos. We're going to hit it with axes. Kedei she'azuvu meimov, so that the water will flow. Machachu olam marova. No, they laughed at this. This isn't it. Im kain, if that's true, if you want to build a tower, so you don't start with a negative, right? They shouldn't have built it in Shinar in the valley. Livnu echa betura. They should have built it on top of a mountain. So the fact that they were building it in a valley is a raya that they weren't really. They laughed at this pshat. So elas omar rabbi Yirmiyah bar Elazar. It's like this. Nechlechu l'shlosh kitos. Really, there were three different groups at the Migdal Bavel. One of them said, Na'alev and Eshev Sham, let's go and sit there. We're going to dwell, live on top of this tower, like a penthouse. Achas Omeres, and the second group said, Na'alev and Na'avod Avod Azar, let's go and worship idols there. Achas Omeres, and the third group said, Na'alev and Na'asem Milchom, let's go and make a war against Hashem. Zosha Omeres, Na'alev and Eshev Sham, so their punishment was, Hefitzam Hashem. Hashem scattered them out. Vezosha Omeres, let's make a war. They were turned into monkeys. They were turned into types of spirits and all types of demons. Zosha Omeres, Na'alev Na'avod Avodah Zorah. Let's go make an Avodah Zorah about it. Kisham, Balol Hashem, Svas Kol Haaretz. There Hashem confused everybody. So there's an idea that's quoted in Shaar Mitzionim B'Halacha that the Gemara Brachas tells us if you see a monkey, a kof, or an elephant, a pios, you make the bracha Mishana Habrios. So it connects this with over here. This is like the opposite. It's the anti-evolutionary Gemara. So we don't believe that in evolution that all we are is just a bunch of glorified apes. But here you have Fakert. Here you have where people were turned into animals. So he quotes over that in the Shaykh Musar. That's why you see sometimes animals will act in human-like form. A monkey will stand up or will pound its chest or something. They're chalashing to get back to their state as and be a human, as if they once were. So he explains, he puts the within more brachos. That's why you make a Mishan Habrios on a kof. Why? Vusepes, a monkey, it's so different. No, because here it is that it came as a result of the Migdal Bavel, when these people were turned into a bunch of monkeys. Okay. Continuing, Vayit in the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Kulam L'shem Avodah Zorah Niskavnu. Everybody wanted this to be done, build the Migdal Bavel for Avodah Zorah. K'siv Ho says, Nasilonu Shem, we're going to make a name for ourselves. K'siv Hosam, And it says, V'shem Elohim acherim lo hitazkiru. Ma'ala halan avodah zara, afkan. So it's over here, avodah zara. Amar Yochanan migdal. So what happened to this migdal? Shlish nisraf. A third of it got burned up. Shlish nivla. A third of it got absorbed in the ground. Ushlish kaim. And a third of it is still around. Amar Rav avir migdal mishakeach. The avira, the atmosphere around it caused the person to be forgetful. You forget your learning. Omer of Yosef, Bavel u'Bursif Simen Ra LaTorah. So these cities of Bavel and Bursif is a Simen Ra for the Torah. My Bursin, Bursif, what is it? So Omer of Asi, Bor Shofi. It means an empty pit. Bor Shofi. Continues now the Mishnah. Anshe Sidom. Oh, so now we're going to get into the stories about Sidom in Yonah Diyoma from this week's Parsha. Anshe Sidom Eilem Chilik Lam Habo. They don't have a Chilik Lam Habo. Tan Rabbanan. Anshe Sidom Eilem Chilik Lam Habo. Shneemar. V'anshe Sidom Ro'im V'chatoim L'Hashem Me'od. The people in Sidom were Ra, were sinners. They were wicked. Me'od, exceedingly. Ra'im, they were wicked, but olam hazeh, chatoim and sinners, the olam haba. So that's a riot. They don't have any olam haba. Amar Rav Yehuda, ra'im begufam. The ra was with their body, those types of eras. The chatoim b'ma'onam, and they were sinning with their money. Gemara explains, ra'im begufam dechsev eich ese hara hagedol hazayis lechatasi leluhim. So this is by Yosef when he is resisting the advances of Ashes Potiphar. So he uses this word, right? How could I? It's Ra. And here it's talking about, obviously, with a physical type of Avera. Chatoim, the Chait, is Bamonim, with money. Dichsiv, Vahaya, Vecho, Chait, Lahashem. Right? Parshas Re'eh. That it'll be a chait if when a poor person cries out and you don't give him anything, that's going to be not a sin. Yeah, Lahashem, Zubrikas Hashem, Ma'od, Shemiskavnim v'chaitim. They had kavana to doing this, that it wasn't that they were driven by they couldn't overcome themselves, they wanted to do this. B'masnis Natan, and the Brisa we learned, Ra'im b'mamonam v'chatoim b'gufam. Ra'im b'mamonam d'chsiv ra'incha ba'achicha he'evyon. V'chatoim b'gufam d'chsiv v'chatosi lakim. Hashem zubirkas Hashem ma'od zu shvichas domim. This was talking about bloodshed. Shneemar, it says in Pasuk. This is in Malachim Beis. V'gam dam naki shafach menashe b'Yerushalayim harbe ma'od. He shed a lot of blood ma'od. So ma'od in that context is talking about shvichas domim. So to hear about Anshe Sidom, ma'od is talking about shvichas domim. As we'll see in today's daf, what exactly the heinous ways that they killed somebody. Tana Rabbanan. So what caused all this? We learned in the Braisa, Anshe Sidom lo nizga'u ela b'shvil toive shehishpia lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They only became haughty, gaiva, because all the good things Hashem was doing. Maksiv behem, what did it say? Eretz b'meni yetzei lochem. It's an earth that the bread comes out of it. Tachteha nepach kemo esh. Underneath it, it's overturned like fire. Mokum sapir avaneha, a place which has sapphires. The afros zohavlo, and it has its dust is like gold. Nosiv lo yado ait velo shiza fatu ein ayah. The attacking birds, the falcon, they haven't seen it. The proud beasts haven't gone. Lo tshuchu b'nei shachas lo ala alav shachal. Shachal is a type of lion. Right, there's different types of lions. There's a gurim, there's a arik, firim, shachal, lavi, different types of lions. Omru, v'chi me'acher she'eretz mimena yetzei lochem va'afroiz v'zavlo lamalan oivrei dorachim. So they say like this: since the land is so rich, we have all the stuff we need. So why do we want any travelers to come visit us? She'ein boim aleinu el lachasreinu mimamaneinu. They're only coming to take our money away. So boyu nishakach toras regel mi'artzeinu. Let's cause hospitality to be forgotten from our land. Shneemar poritz nacha me'im gar hanishkochim mini rogel dolu me'enosh no'u. Pasuk in Iyov that they are a place where the pedestrians will be forgotten. So that's what they turned Sidoim to. Dorash Rava, Srava Tara Drosha, my dichsiv ad ana tahos
Susu al ish tiratzchu kulechem kikir natui gader haduchuya.
So it says, how long we try to overwhelm a person, you're going to be murdered, like leaning on a wall or a weak fence. Samalame, this comes to teach us what they used to do. Shai noisin einehem bivale mamum. They'd find a rich person, they'd want to figure out a way to get his money. Umoshivin oiso etzel kir notui. They'd put him next to a rickety wall. Vidochin oiso olav. And then they would push it, right? Uvoin vidoitli nes mamonim. And they would take his money. Dorsh Rav, another drush from Rava. Maidichsiv chosar bechoshech batim yomam chitmu lamo lo yadu or. The person, they digging through the houses in the day, they close themselves up. They don't know they don't know about or, about light. Milamid shahaya noisin einehim bali mamon. They would see somebody who's very rich, and they had a plan how to get his money. Now, they would obviously be hiding their wealth. So umafkidin eitzlo aforsimon. They would give him like a balsam, which had a very nice smell that you could follow the smell. They would put this balsam in their treasure houses to hide it. And at nighttime, they would go out and smell like a dog follows a scent. They would follow where this scent comes from, because that's where the treasure is coming from, because that's where the rich person put it. Shinemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yashuvu lo erev yehemu kekelev yisovu ir. Then, now they could smell it out. They would go and dig in and break in and get the person's hidden money. Orum yolinu mibli lavush ve'inksus bakora. So they would lie without clothing, and they wouldn't have anything to cover themselves in the car in the cold. Chomer yisomim yinhagu yachbalu shor amana. They would drive away the donkey of the orphan, and they would take away the widow's ox as a pledge. Gvulos yasigu. They would trespass. Eder gozlu yurun. They would graze in stolen places. Vehu likvorois yuvav ad godish yishkoid. And they would be brought to the grave and keep watch over the tomb. So now explain what's going on. Dorish Rabbi Yossi b'tzipuri. Rabbi Yossi just went and explained, well, this is how they used to steal in Sodom. And he's giving this drasha in Tzipori, northern Israel. Ichatrin hahi lelia tlasma'a me machtarta. So that night there were 300 tunnels dug, meaning they went to the shir and they said, this is fantastic, what a great eitzav, we're going to do this. And they went and gave out these perfumes, and then the rich people took them, and then they got robbed that night. 300 different occurrences. Also, Kamitzari Leis, they went, they were upset with Rabbi Yossi. Amalei said, Yehovis Orche Ligavoy, you gave Ganovim a path, you taught them how to do this. Did I know they were going to come and steal like this? Meaning, it's a little bit of musr, because you went to the shir also. You heard the trick was, and you were foolish enough. You accepted their gift of the balsam. So what are you blaming me for? I didn't know this was going to happen. Ki konoch nafshe. When he passed away, when Rabbi Yossi died, konoch nafshe Rabbi Yossi, shofi mar zvei ditzipori doma. So the gutters were overflowing with dam, with blood. The Ben Yehoyada explains that this was a reaction. Different pshat, this is a reaction to how beloved Rabbi Yossi was. It's like almost their own blood was being spilled along those lines. Okay, Omri. So they say like this, an example now of some of their illogical halachos. De isli chad Torah mari chad yoma. If you have one ox, you have to work it. You have to herd it for one day. De leisle, if you don't have, lire tre yomi, they have to do it for 2 days. That's counterintuitive. If you have one, you do one day. If you don't have any, you do 2 days. Ahu yasm, that was the awesome bar armalto. Havile Torah lemire, they gave him an ox to a herd. So ozil v'shaklinhu katlinhu, he went and killed it. Right, he shechted the ox that they gave him, v'omer lehu, and then he says back to the Anshei Sodom, to isle Torah nishkol chad mashka. If you have one ox, you get one hide. The leisle Torah nishkol trei mashke. If you don't have any oxen, so you can take two. So you play the wrong game with them. Omer leh, my high. Where do you get that from? So omer lehu, so the Yosem said back to them, sof dina ketchilas dina. Well, the end should follow, should be patterned after the beginning.
Ma techilas din, and just like by the beginning of your din, right, how often you have to graze them, to isle Torah mare chad yoma. If you had one, you have to do it one day. The leisle Torah mare tre yoma, you don't, you have two. So af sof din, so the end like this, after the animal's dead. So that's the rule. The isle chad Torah lishkol chad. If you had one ox, you could take one hide. The leisle Torah lishkol tre, you should get two. Okay. The avra be mabara. The person who wanted to cross on a ferry, then you have to nasev chad zuz. You had to pay one zuz. To lo avar be mabara. If you didn't want to do that, so nasev tre. You had to pay twice as much amount, two dinar. Have le Torah dora de livne. There was someone who had a row of bricks. Osi kol chad v'chad shokil chad. Everyone came and just took one. Amale ana chada desha. I'm only taking one. What do you want from me? You know, it's not, it's like, you know, pachas mishar pruta. It's a little bit of ham. What do you want from me? You know, I'm not just taking, it's a little thing. I'm taking just one jelly bean from your store. Ah, you're not going to have any left? Okay, but I only took one, right? To have a shadi tume oshamke. If someone would throw, this is garlic or onions, also kol chad v'chad v'shakil chad, and would you take just one of them? So what do you want from me? I'm only taking one little bit. Armalei anachad v'shaklei. They would say, you know, I'm only taking one, and nothing's left. The midrash about this, people would take splinters, and they would each one would take only one little sliver for their teeth, like a toothpick, and it would destroy a whole fence. You have that, like that, in the Anshe Dor HaMabel. So now, continuing with these dayanim in Sidoim. Arba Dayane Hayu B'Sidom. There were four judges, and each one of their names was based on their actions. Shakrai, right, he's a liar. Shakrurai, meaning a habitual liar. Zaifei, someone who's a forged, like Ziyaf HaTorah. Umatzle Dina, and a person who perverts justice. So, no, that's like the one says Newman, Pei Gimel, Shmo Gorim. Their name causes it to act this way. Dema Chele Le'itso Dechavre Umaplelo. The rule was like this. If someone would hit another woman who was pregnant and caused her to miscarry, Amalei, they would say, Yahava nihalei ni'abra nihalich. You now, the husband, have to give your wife this other man. He'll sleep with her and she'll get pregnant again. And that way, you will, you'll get back the baby that he took from you. De pasik le l'udna de chamora de chavre. If you cut off the ear of your friend's donkey, they would say, Hava nihal ad kadcha. Let him live with the other owner until the ear goes back. Depadale lechavre. If a person would wound someone else, Amrle, Havle agra. You have to pay him his wages now. He did you a favor. Deshkakal loch doma. He bloodletted for you. He punched you and caused you to bleed, but no, that's a favor because now you're bloodletting. So again, these are very counterintuitive. If you have to cross the river, you pay four zuz, meaning if you cross in the ferry. If you go in the water, you pay eight. Zimnechada, one time, osahu koivis. It was a launderer who came. Iklulahosim, he came to Sodom. Amalei said, they said to him, Hav arba zuze. You have to pay your four dinner for a crossing. So Amalei said to them, On b'maya avri. No, I didn't take it. I mean, he thought he was getting a deal. I went on the water. I walked out myself. So Amalei, oh, hoy bazoi, imkain, Hav tamanya, give eight. Davarta b'maya, because you went in the water, you pay now eight, double. Lohi ahiv. He didn't want to pay this. Ridiculous. So padu, they hit him. They wounded him. Also the kaim of the dayanis, he came from the dayan, Amalei, and the judge says, Hav le agra de shaklu lachdoma. Pay them because they wounded you. And all of that, you also pay for the 8 dinarim because you walk across in the water. So it's such a corrupt system of justice. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, Isra Mihosim. So Eliezer, the Eved Avraham, was there in Sodom. Paduhe, and they wounded him. So also the kind of the Dayana. He came in front of the Dayan. He says the same thing that he said to the launderer. Armalei, Havle Agra, paid the guy the wages who punched you. Dishkalach Dama, because he did bloodletting for you. He did you a service. So shakel glala. So then Eliezer took a stone, paduhe ihu l'dayane, and he hit the judge with it. Amr says, the judge says, my high, what did you do? So Amalei, so Eliezer uses his own logic back against him. Agra denafik li minoch, that you wanted me to pay, hab nihale hai, you can pay him yourself. V'zuzi didi, kinem kaimi kaimi, my money's staying in my pocket, it's not going anywhere. They used to have these special types of beds, these infamous beds of Sodom. If the person was longer than the bed, Geizile, they would cut him down. Ki gutz, if the person was short, maschinle, they would stretch him. So Eliezer Evet Avraham Iklil Hossam. So Eliezer, that Evet Avraham came to Sodom, Amalei said, Kum gane apuria, come, lie down the bed. So Amar Lahon, he says like this, Nidra Nidari, I took a neder, min yoma de misas ima, from the day that my mother died, meaning Sarah, lo genene apuria, I don't lie down on a bed. So that's how he got himself out of it. Kihava misra melehu anya, when an ani would come, yahavu le kol chad v'chad dinar, everyone would be so nice and give the guy a dinar, a coin. Chsiv shmel, and they write their name on it. We'll see why. But however, verifta lohavi mantile, they wouldn't give him any bread. So he had all the money he wanted, but he had nothing to buy. It's very nice, you're like a millionaire in the middle of the desert, but you can't, there's nothing to buy. You have nothing to spend the money on. Kihava mis, and when the person would die, unfortunately from starvation, they say, oy nebuch, osi kol chad v'chad shokol didei, and everyone would come and take back their coins. Say, look, what do you want from me? What do you want? I paid from this. Rav Nevinzal has a shmuz in a Chumash B'Midbar where he talks about this idea about the bed, that they wanted everybody to fit their lifestyle. They wanted everyone to conform to what it was. And that's the idea that we don't change the Torah to fit ourselves. We change ourselves in order to make sure that we fit the Torah. Like the famous word of Kavata eating the Torah, so I heard B'Shem Rabbi J.J. Schachter, Kavata eating the Torah, did you make the times fit the Torah? Did you adapt your life and apply your current modern challenges to the timelessness of the Torah? Or did you chas v'shalom do the opposite and change and pervert the Torah in order to fit the modern day occurrences? Yeah, okay, continuing with the stories. Hochi asne binaihu. So they made the following tanai amongst themselves. Koman de mazmin gavra levehi lula. Anybody who invites somebody to a wedding, the shalach glim, we're going to take off his cloak. Havi hai hilula, there was a wedding, the ikla, Eliezer lahosim. Eliezer shows up at this chasana. Velo yahavu le naham, but don't give him any bread. Ki boy de misad, it was time to sit down and eat. So also Eliezer v'yasev l'seifa l'kulhu, he came and sat behind the end of everyone else. Amar le said to him, man az manach l'hacha, who invited you here? I mean, you're going to get him. So Amar le lehu d'yasev ata zamantan, you, this, he points the guy next to him, you invited me. So Amar dilma shmiya bi ba'ana az minte, u'mashalchi le me'ane da haigav, maybe they can take off my cloak. So shakagli me hahu d'yasev gaibe, so the one who sat next to me took off his coat, ran outside. Rahal Levra, he goes outside. V'chein av the kulahu, ad nafke kulahu. Everybody left, meaning he kept saying over and over again. So therefore, v'achla ihu l'sudais. So every he ate the meal. Eliezer did this all by himself. Hav yahu revisa. There was a young woman, the havaska mapka rifta la'anya bechatzba. She used to secretly take out rifta bread and she would hide it in a pitcher so that people couldn't see what she was doing. Igali mil. So, but it came, they found out what she was doing. She was secretly giving poor people bread, something to eat. She was having chesed for them. Shafiwa duvshav ukmuha al igar shura. They smeared her with honey and put her on the wall of the city. Asa zibure v'achlua, and these bees, these hornets came and consumed her. Haini dechsiv, that's what the pasuk says. V'yom Hashem zakas Sodom v'Amora ki rabba. I've heard the cry out of Sodom and Amora because it's great. Rabba. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav al iske riva, because riva is the young woman. So riva is like the word rabba. That's what it was, meaning this terrible, cruel thing that they did. That's what caused it to rise up to Hashem. Okay, continuing now, the next group that the Mishnah said didn't have any chelik. The Meraglim, Eilehem chelik lam habo. Shneemar, v'yamusu ha'anoshim, motzi e dibas ha'aretz ra b'amageifa. So Josh is, v'yamusu, they'll die, v'olam hazeh, b'amageifa, and the plague will be, l'olam habo. Okay, next one is, adas korach, Eilehem chelik lam habo. They're not going to have any chelik. Shneemar, v'techas aleihim ha'aretz. So, that the earth covered them up. But olam hazeh, that's in this world. Ve'yovdu mitoch ha'kahal, they'll be lost, destroyed from the kahal, the congregation, that'll be olam haba. Div Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Elezer Omer says differently. No. Aleihem omer ha'kosuv, Hashem meimis u'mechaye. Hashem kills and he brings back to life. Morid shoyel v'yal, he puts them down to shoyel the grave and he brings them back. So he holds that Korach does have a chelik in olam haba against the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Tan Rabbanim, we're going to the Braisa. Adas Korach ain't him chelik lam habosh, nemar betachas alehim haaret, balam hazeh, bayovdu mitoch akal, olam haba. Div Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, I'm sorry, Div Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, harehein ka'aveda hamis bakeshes. It's like an aveda, something that's lost, but you're looking for it. You're mavakis, you're looking for it. It's going to be found, and then it's going to be rehabilitated. Shneimar, the pasuk says, ta'isi ketze oved, I was astray, I was lost like a sheep. Bakish avadecha, you've looked and you've been mavakish, you're seeking out your servant. Ki mitzvah secha lo shechachti, because I did not forget your mitzvos. So that's a proof for Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. Says even though that they were destroyed, they will come back and there will be a tikkun for them at the end of days. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Have a great day.